We're going to play one more before we break. Going to put these guys through the mill. This is another one we haven't played recently quite very much. Although I think the band knows it pretty well. This dates from 1956. This is a composition and arrangement by Bill Holman, written for Stan Kenton's orchestra. The occasion, the commission came from Stan to be part of the planned tour of Great Britain. As I understand it, Stan's orchestra in 1956 was the first American orchestra to tour in Great Britain in something like 15 years. So, you know, a bit of legislation had been reversed, and American orchestras could finally tour and work in the United Kingdom. And to commemorate that, Stan, since he had the pride of place, was the first American orchestra to do that, had Holman write this piece. When you looked at Holman's score and the parts, up at the top it said, blues. Typical Holman understatement. And typical of Stan was to put interesting titles on things. And to commemorate a tour of Great Britain, Stan called this one Royal Blue. Okay, it's a little bit of monster music. A couple of things are at work here. First of all, by this time, Holman was no longer Stan's chief arranger. That position had been occupied by that time by a guy named Johnny Richards, who I think Richards was instrumental in reforming Stan's orchestra. Those of you who follow Stan will notice that the orchestra in 1956, instead of being comprised of five trumpets, five trombones, five saxes, and four rhythm, had been altered slightly to be comprised of five trumpets, four trombones plus a tuba, four saxophones, and two French horns were added, plus the four-piece rhythm section. So, yeah, this was Stan's half-hearted attempt at using the French horn. And I think this, it literally was. You know, Stan gave up on it. You know, he if he'd have had a chance to talk to me, he would have figured this out, you know. But, you know, the ultimate result of all this was the Mellophonium about 5 years later. Yeah, right. Or as Marty Paich said, I don't get it. Stan could have had four French horns. You know, but things are what they are. But at any rate, in 56, Stan's band looked exactly like this, except we've got five saxes instead of four. So this is the instrumentation that Royal Blue was written for. Royal Blue features four soloists. Each soloist gets four choruses of blues at fast tempo. First, you'll hear from Jay Miglia in the key of B flat. Then you'll hear from, I believe, John Hall in the key of E flat on trombone. Then you'll hear from, who's got the tenor solo? Be Mark Donovan on tenor in the people's key of C minor. And last but not least, Jim Powell in the key of F, each soloist getting a total of four choruses. The opening of this piece is a setup of five thematic fragments. One's played by the bass, the tuba, the bass trombone, and the baritone sax, a little bit of an off-the-wall bass line. You hear a line played in the trombones, which is replaced immediately by another line in the saxes, and then you hear two sort of decorative lines intoned by the trumpets and the horns. After about four choruses, those are all put together, and you're literally hearing five melodies simultaneously. Okay, a thicket of counterpoint. Quite ingenious. Bill Holman, what a man. So here's Royal Blue by Bill Holman. Oh, and I should also describe the last chord for you. The last chord is actually a pile of three chords. The first one, played by the saxes and the tuba, is a low B-flat major seventh chord. Right. The top note, the major seventh, the A, becomes the root of an A major seventh chord played by the trombones. The top note, the G sharp of the A major seventh chord, becomes the root of an A flat major seventh chord played by the trumpets. That's a big pile of notes, folks, a big, big hairy chord, okay? So that's actually, there's only two notes not in that chord. And if you figure out what those notes are, it's okay with me if you sing one or both of them.